When you stop and do the math, what consumes most of your time? When you think about the relationships that may involve gaslighting, what makes the top of your list? Was work your first or even second response? If not, it might need to be. So today, I'm going to talk just a little bit about gaslighting and the work environment. Before I do that, though, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Sarah Morales, the host of this podcast. And really quickly, I just wanted to let you know about a free summit that is happening right now. And it's called the 2024 Choose Connection Summit. And the theme of the summit this year is Strengthened by the Storm. And this summit is the only one that I am speaking at this year that is primarily focused on couples that are working on healing from the trauma of secret betrayal. If this is you, I encourage you to jump on this opportunity while it's still free and hear from not only me, but many of the other world's leading experts in the field. I'll have the link for that in my show notes. Nearly 45 years ago, Dolly Parton released the song 9 to 5. It was the theme song to the 1980 film 9 to 5, which was a story of gender inequality in the workplace. At least that's what the notes in like Google says. I will tell you, I do remember seeing it. I don't know how old I was or when I saw it. It was not when it came out. It had to have been many years later, like syndication or something. But I remember just feeling more than just gender inequality. I remember feeling so many different things watching that movie because of the sexism, the gaslighting, all of the different things that happened in that movie. So I thought it would be kind of fun to take just the theme song and not talk about the whole film, but the theme song, Dolly Parton's 9 to 5, for a little bit of a lighter look on gaslighting in the workplace. She starts off, tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. That's all I knew. That and like working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. That was like all I knew, y'all. Like the very first words of the song and the 9 to 5 of the chorus. And that is it. Like you had to be super dedicated back in the day to know the words to songs. It wasn't so easy. Like, hey, Siri, bring up the lyrics of 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton. Like we couldn't do that, right? You had to like go and buy the album or the cassette tape or the CD, depending on what time it was, right? Like this, because it was 1980, was probably album, maybe cassette tape, right? And then you had to like look on the teeny tiny words that were on the paperish cardboard print up and find out the words. So there was a lot of guessing, a lot of humming and like mumbling along to lyrics and then like saying one word out of the whole phrase of what you knew. But those were the only words I knew. So I was a little bit surprised when I Googled the words before I did this recording and saw just how much pain and how much frustration and how much gaslighting had to have been experienced for Dolly to write this song. So let's actually jump into it, and I'll spare y'all and I won't sing it. But she starts out, tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. And what I wanted to point out from this is less about the gaslighting that might happen in the workplace, but more about societal and internal gaslighting. And I think it's important to distinguish here. There's a big difference between us saying, I should love my job, or I should want to go to work, or I should, right? Those are those self-gaslighting things. But what kind of jumped out to me about these lyrics is how looking around at all of these people around me doing the same thing, this is what I should be doing. This is the American way, or this is the whatever way. Like, I got to get up. I got to go do this 9 to 5 thing. That is what being successful is. Being successful equals being quote unquote happy. Being successful means I'm contributing to the world around me or whatever, right? Like those are some of the messages that we get of how we're supposed to live, how we're supposed to feel about work, like all of these types of things. And what the difference is, I'll use an example from my own life to help highlight the difference between what I think is a healthy way to look at our work versus self-gaslighting. So I love what I do, my job, like working with gaslighting, educating people, one-on-one sessions, creating psychoeducational programs, all that kind of stuff. I love that kind of stuff. What I don't love is all the time that I have to spend creating stuff for social media. Like, I wish that was not part of my job. Maybe someday it won't need to be a part of my job, but as you know, the only person in my little company doing everything, wearing all the hats, I do it all and I do not like it. Now, if I were saying I should like it, I should love every aspect of my job, that would be self-gaslighting. Instead, what I do is I try to focus on the things about those parts of my job that I don't like that help me find inspiration. Maybe this social media post that I put up today will reach somebody and help somebody. Maybe it's going to help somebody find me that needs to go through my programs, right? Like, I try to find and connect with the things that are actually linked to my values or where I want to be energetically as I'm working, but I don't gaslight myself and try to pressure myself to love doing social media marketing because my colleague over here loves doing or whatever. So I really wanted to point that out because I think it's important that we don't gaslight ourselves. And really the reason why is because when we are gaslighting ourselves, we stay in situations longer than we otherwise would, right? So for example, going back to my situation, if I were gaslighting myself saying I should love this and trying to get myself to feel differently about the social media marketing, let's say in a year from now, I would be making enough money to pay a social media person to do that part. I probably wouldn't because I'd be still be telling myself I should be doing this. I should be able to do this. I should want to do this. Instead of saying, woohoo, I'm in a place where I don't have to do this anymore. And I'm aware of that. So now I can offload it to somebody else. We stay stuck in places that we otherwise wouldn't when we are gaslighting ourselves about it. So wanted to point that out with the work thing. If you are finding yourself feeling unmotivated and stuck in a place of frustration and all of the things about your work, maybe get curious and ask yourself, am I gaslighting myself in any way about my own job? All right, let's move on to the chorus. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely get in by. It's all taken and they'll get, you just can't like, how can you not, you hear the words, you read the words and you want to sing. Okay. Seriously though, working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taken and no given. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. I think that's a key word right there. If you let it, this kind of stuff, this is why I do the work that I do. If we can see where these things are happening and not get sucked in by the gaslighting. So now we're moving into that external gaslighting, right? When you're in a work environment where it's all take and they don't ever give back, obviously you're going to get paid, but are you working in an environment where they use your mind, where bosses, managers, even coworkers might take credit for your work with some sort of gaslighting bullshit, right? Where they might say, well, I had to, or, you know, I actually thought of that first. You just don't remember, or whatever they might say. There are situations where I hear this happening with a lot of my clients. And as they are going through my programs, they start realizing that, oh my gosh, it's not just my intimate partnership or my family of origin where I experience gaslighting. This is happening in my work environment. And then they're able to reclaim parts of themselves. But I'll get to that a little bit more a little bit later. So let's move on in Dolly's song. The second part of the chorus says, 9 to 5 for your service and devotion. You think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Want to move ahead, but the boss won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes that man is out to get me. Second verse is, they let you dream just to watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder. But you've got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends waiting for the day. Your ship will come in and the tide's going to turn and it's all going to roll your way. 9 to 5, yeah, they got you where they want you. There's a better life and you think about it, don't you? It's a rich man's game, no matter what they call it, and you spend your life putting money in his wallet. I was like, damn, Dolly, what the heck? All joking aside, gaslighting in the workplace can be a very real, very disempowering, abusive experience. It causes confusion, depression, anxiety. It can take an intelligent, confident, super qualified person and reduce them to a person who questions whether any decision they make is the right one or will be good enough. If this feels like you, I really encourage you to get curious about the gaslighting that is happening in your work environment. Now, some of these gaslighting experiences are obvious, like the one that I mentioned where bosses, managers, coworkers take credit for your work, right? One that I experienced in a number of places was especially male bosses or managers telling me to calm down when I was sad or nervous or upset about something that had happened. Typically me seeing some sort of sexist thing happening to either myself or one of my coworkers in any one of the restaurants I worked in. Anytime somebody tries to tell you how you should feel, not how you should behave when you feel, that can be a little bit more gray because there are places where it's appropriate and inappropriate and ways that it is appropriate and inappropriate to express our emotions. But when somebody is telling you to calm down as if you should not be feeling what you're feeling at the level that you're feeling it, that is gaslighting, right? Especially from male to female, because there is an undermining aspect of I'm the cool, calm one who's in control of their emotions. You're the crazy woman who's not in control of her emotions. And that's not actually what's happening at all. So that's a big one that I wanted to point out. And then the second one that I wanted to point out that I think is huge is any number of ways that DARVO shows up in the work world. And if you've never heard of DARVO before, DARVO is an acronym that stands for Defender, Deny, Attack, Reverse, Victim, Offender. And this is, a classic way that this might happen is when you want to file a complaint, and somehow things get twisted so that you end up looking like the one who was wrong in the situation, who was expecting too much or misread the situation or misunderstood or any number of things. And then you look like the unreasonable one. That is DARVO, right? I do want to point out that these types of situations don't always happen between bosses and management and you. Often it's between coworkers. I can't tell you how many, especially the nurses that are my clients, have shared with me enduring some horrific gaslighting in these types of situations with their coworkers. So don't limit yourself to only thinking about your bosses or your managers. This could be happening between you and your coworkers as well. So what can you do about the gaslighting that is happening in any kind of work environment? Because it's a little bit of a different situation, right? Like, we need our jobs. We have to buy groceries and put gas in our cars and feed our kids or whatever. Right? We need our jobs. So what is the point of noticing gaslighting happening in our jobs? Well, I want to go back up to what I said earlier about staying in situations that are toxic longer than we would otherwise. So it's not about, well, gaslighting is happening in my job, I'm quitting today. No, a very first point is to remember to stay connected to what you know to be true. Keep a record of what was said, when, by whom, etc. Whether you do anything with this information or not depends on a lot of the potential fallout of your actions. But the main point is to not lose yourself and then like become numb and desensitized to what's happening in your work environment. Because if you become numb and desensitized, you'll likely endure it for a lot longer than you otherwise would. If you are able to stay aware and connected to how toxic things are and how it's not the type of place you would want to be long term, then you can begin to make plans to change that situation as you can. You might have progressive plans. You might have option A is to try to go to HR. Option B, if that doesn't work, is to try to ask to get moved to a different department. Option C would be to begin to look for a whole new place to do the same job. Right? Like, you can have different options, and the point is you can have choice. You can be empowered to change the situation if you're aware of the situation. So that's why we want to stay aware to gaslighting happening in the workplace, not to affect immediate change, but to empower us to not lose ourselves and to better our situations if it's possible. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. As I said at the beginning, I was going to keep this to a pretty short episode. I mostly just wanted to raise a little bit of awareness because we do spend so much time in our work environments, right? On average, those of us who work with coworkers and work a 40-hour week, those are the people we spend the majority of our time with, if you do the math. So I just wanted to raise a little bit of awareness so that we can better our lives, have less gaslighting, stay more connected to ourselves. So as I wrap up today, I wanted to remind you of the different offerings I have on my website that can help you recognize gaslighting in all the areas of your life. Check them out, or even schedule a free consultation with me to talk about what programs are the best fit for you in your situation or relationships. And again, I will have the links for those things in my show notes. I'd also like to invite you to follow me on your preferred social media platform. I'm on Facebook and Instagram as Sarah Morales Coaching, and I'm on TikTok as at Sassy Sarah Deconstructs. And I'll also have those links in my show notes. Thank you, my listener, for listening to today's episode. If you found it helpful and want to help me get it in the hands of more people who could benefit from it, please leave a review and subscribe. It really helps the algorithm. And additionally, if you can think of one person in particular who could benefit, please share it with them. And remember, you may have crashed and burned, you may have been broken and hurt, but damn it, you're a phoenix and you're rising again. I think it's time we fly. And now, Phoenix by Katrina Stone.
There's no flicker, there's no flame in you. You think we're playing a game here. You and I aren't the same, and I need a chance to rise from the ashes. Everybody watching, everybody talking, better keep on walking by, by. 'Cause I don't wanna fall for another lie. I think it's time to fly. 'Cause I crashed and burned and broken, hurt and laid there for a while, but now I don't choke when I see smoke. It only makes me smile. You find me in the furnace. From the depths, and I don't think I need your blessing now. The rhythm of my wheels only better now. They don't want that new blood, they just want that old love. Hell, you're never enough for you. No, I don't wanna fall for that same old life. I think it's time to fly. 'Cause I crashed and burned and broken, hurt and laid there for a while, but now I choke when I see smoke. It only makes me smile. You find me in the fire.